Well, Danny, your side are in the hat for the next round. Give us your thoughts.
The objective was to be exactly that. You know, it was to be in the hat. I think it's performances sometimes in the cup. You know, they go out the window when you see the result at the end of the day. But I have to say, we found it very difficult, particularly the first 45 minutes. I thought York played very, very well. The guys on our back foot, they pressed us really well. They had a couple of good chances, maybe half chances as such, but certainly they got in between us a few times, a few too many times for me. And really, we could have been one or two behind, but we weren't. And that's the essence of it. You know, we did some good defending at times. We got a little bit lucky at times with one or two shots that went a bit off target from their point of view. But then second half, we were more like ourselves. Second half, we got our foot on the front foot. I think we passed the ball better, we retained the ball better, certainly up the top, which helped us to get further up the park and to start to link our play better. And again, you know, like I said, we've got the threat in the team. And as the game wore on, I thought we might get one or two more. But listen, if it had been 1-0 tonight, I'd have settled for it. You know, because these are potential banana skins for us. And the way Nigel's got his team playing, it was a very good result for us at the end.
What was the message at half time? Mm-hmm. Because your side did come out looking like a more adventurous side, I suppose you could say, in the second half.
Well, we were just on our front foot better. You know, we were, it was after you, Claude, too many times in the first half. We were a yard off the pace. They were getting to the first balls far quicker than we was, and then the second balls, they got them as well, and they retained the ball better than we did, and they were playing most of their football in our last third, or towards our last third. And that in itself, you know, suggested that from our point of view that we weren't retaining the ball when we got possession. We gave it away too cheaply at times. Although we had the half chances ourselves. You know, when we did link the play in the first half, we caused them problems, believe it or not. But it was intermittent. It wasn't anywhere near as long in the attacking side of it they wanted. But second half was much better, like I say.
And the first goal as well, it was nice play down the right-hand side. Good link-up play by Brown and Bree, and then gambling at the back post, Devante Colin there.
Well, that's it, isn't it? You know, we've got strikers who know where the back of the net is, you know, and that's important. And it was good from that point of view because we've been talking a lot about overloads on the outsides, and we got James and Brownie, you know, really, you know, cementing what we're saying to them. They could be the difference, and to open them up like they did, and then obviously the cool finish from Devante gave us that breathing space we needed, and that first goal was always going to be important, and I felt we took charge of the game from then.
What did you make to his performance, Devante Cole? You gave him his first start this evening. His dad was watching on in the crowd. What did you make to him?
Well, listen, Devante's himself. He wants to play games, and that's what he's come for, like, you know. And we want to, as I said before, we're not going to neglect him. We want him to start to blossom here. And goals will always give confidence to strikers, and no matter who it is, whether it's Devante or anybody else. And I think that in large parts of his game, he did very well today. You know, he's still got a lot to learn. He's not the finished article, and he knows that himself. You know, and as the game goes on, you know, a bit more space opens up and he gets more of a joy because of his pace. But the early exchanges, it's a tough competition, football, you know, the Football League, and against a very good side who came here today in York. So it's all a great learning process for himself. It's a great learning process for James Bree, you know, from Brad Abbott. You've got still Adam Davis in goals as well. You know, they're all very, very young. And these games, are, you know, they've got to put down his experience for them.
And Kane Hemmings as well, what a strike that was for his first for the club.
Well, yes, and we know he can do that. We've seen him in training doing it, you know, and he's strong as well. He gets all the ball well for us. He links it very well. But he's very selfish in front of goals, you know, and he's very powerful. He will take those chances, you know. He's not afraid of missing. And that's a great asset, you know, from a great trait, I should say, for any striker, not to be afraid of missing. And we encourage that, you know. We encourage him if it balloons one over the bar, then so be it. You know, have another go, and you know, don't be too disappointed. But this one, fortunately for us, it flew in. You know, I don't think keeper had much chance of it, and that was a game to put to bed, really.
All your strikers are fine in the back of the net. Leroy Leiter, Sam Winnall now has got off the mark as well, obviously. And you've got goals in this side now and an attacking threat in any different scenario that you need to come up against.
Well, we have, you know, and that's why we acquired the service of these players. You know, we felt that they had chances of scoring, you know, but they had to step up to the plate first. And today, it took a while for them to get going today. You know, the whole team, I don't mean the strikers, I think the whole team. But once we got into our stride and we got that confidence that first goal gave us, you know, I think you saw a difference in the team.
In terms of yesterday we know the loan window and the transfer window, should I say, came to a close. You said you were hoping for a quiet Monday, and that's how it panned out.
It might have been for you where you sat. it wasn't a quiet Monday, but at the same time, you know, we didn't manage to bring anybody at this stage. But that doesn't mean to say that in the coming weeks we can't do the same. You know, in the Football League, we have the opportunity, obviously, of bringing the emergency loans in, and we'll see if we need anything. If something's available, we might even go down that route.
Are you expecting to do something then? Ben Mansford told us he's going to try when it reopens.
Well, if Ben says we're going to try, then I'll follow that through. No problem at all.
What can you tell us where you're still looking to improve? What else you still want to bring in the loan window?
Well, I'm only repeating myself. Yeah, there's no difference what we said before. You know, we always want that that big, strong striker coming in there, or somebody who can take a little bit of pressure off you know, the smaller striker, the smaller side of it. The physicality in there we always need. And I think, obviously, the wide areas, you know, we want to cover in again. The midfield players, you know, we've seen with Brad and Connor today, there's only two really in there, you know, and Digby's away on international duty. So, so really, you know, it's those areas we've got to consider. You know, whether they'll be the areas that we actually get, we'll have to wait and see. But we're considering all options, really, you know, and we'll just have to hope and pray that the right one drops on our lap. It's unlikely, but you never know.
You've obviously got over a week now without a game. Have you got anything in place? Are the players doing anything special? And a bit of extra time off for them?
They'll have the weekend off, yeah. Yeah, which will be a great break from their point of view, because, as I said before, you know, it comes thick and fast for players at this part of the season. You know, starting with a pre-season game, they're going straight into cup games straight away, and it's not easy in Football League level. You know, you play an enormous amount of games in a short space of time. And coupled with that, obviously, we know these one or two of the lads who've made debuts this year. You know, it's like a whirlwind to them. You know, so it'd be great for them to get the feet up and just relax for the weekend. Yeah.
And finally, from me, Keith Tracy. He obviously picked up that knock at the weekend. Not involved tonight. What's his situation?
No, he's got a little bit of a groin problem. So he's never going to be Rick's this evening. We're hoping that by the time the MK Don game comes along, he'll be okay for us.